Transforming Bodies, a judgment-free zone where Trish answers all your burning questions about aesthetics procedures. Find out what and who is the latest and greatest, and gain clarity on what options are out there to leave you feeling good in your body.
Hello, listeners. It's Trish Hammond here from the Transforming Bodies podcast. And today I'm speaking with Lena Leon, who is the International Marketing Director from Cyton. And we're going to talk about this innovative new program called Cyton Cares. So welcome, Lena.
Hi, Trish. Thank you so much for having us over. We're excited to be here with you today.
Lovely. Thank you so much. So tell me, so just recently, Cyton has actually launched a global network program to support families. Tell me what it's about. So it's called Cyton Cares, but what actually is it?
So Cyton Cares is a program that we just launched with our physicians around the world, where we will be supporting families in need that have vascular conditions and need treatments for their kids and or individuals that they may have need treatments.
Oh, okay. So what is a vascular, like what does that mean if they're born with a vascular?
So right now we have kids that are born with a poor Weinstein. So it's a burn mark that normally you can see it in the face or parts of the body. But right now we're concentrating more on burn marks that are specifically for the face. Depending on the depth of the veins, these poor wines affect, they can affect the pressure of the eye of the child or any other conditions around the facial. So any other conditions around the face. So what we want to do is to help these individuals and these kids to feel better about themselves and also continue being healthy as they grow with this condition in their faces.
So I didn't realize, so if someone's got a, because I've seen many port wine stains, so if someone's got a port wine stain, say, on their face, that can actually affect their vision in life as well.
Depends on the location of the poor Weinstein, they can have a glaucoma, a risk of glaucoma. So in my case, in our family, our child was born with a poor Weinstein that were covered a part of the eye. So he needs to be checked once a year to make sure that the pressure of his eye is correct, and we avoid glaucoma getting treatments around his poor wine.
Wow, so I've actually seen your son. I can't even see that there ever was, because I've seen the before photo, and I can't even see now that there ever was a port wine stain on his face. So he's been having treatments for a while?
Yes, so he started at 6 months. That's the recommendation for families to get their kids to start the treatments. The younger, the better. And in us right now, that he's now 13, he have more than 20 treatments. And he will need to continue having treatments for the rest of his life to control the flow of the vessels on his face.
Oh, okay. So it's an ongoing thing as well. It's not just something that you have one treatment, fix it, and it goes on. So it's something that they have to do for the rest of their lives.
Yes. So depends on the poor wine, and then again, depends on the depth of the vessels. Some poor wines are easier to treat than others, but most patients will need to continue having, for example, a series of treatments, and then maybe later on, they just follow a treatment once a year.
Fantastic. And so the slogan is like changing lives one treatment at a time, and that's exactly what it is, because it is life-changing, isn't it? I mean, it would have been like that for your son, hey?
It is a big life-changing. We have a lot of kids that have to live with the bully at school, depends on the location of the burn mark. And this affects the child, a teenager. So what we're trying to do is to help these individuals in their lives and in making changes for the future.
Okay. And so tell me, how do people, how have people been getting involved? Because I know that there's obviously a lot of practitioners that are really excited about this because it gives them a chance to give back as well. So how does that work with, like, how are people volunteering or like, how have you found the people that are happy to do this?
So we are very excited that we were able to partnership with two different organizations, the Sturge Weber Foundation and the Birdmark Foundation. So both of these organizations will help us to find these patients on these different countries that we are opening up as we're receiving doctors that are coming to be part of this program. The physician's commitment is volunteering their work and to treat the patients for a period of time. And we are creating this support network through the foundations. So the foundations will connect the patients with the physicians.
Okay, so Cyton Cares is going to be like the overriding umbrella that's going to actually connect the patients with the physicians who have actually said, yes, I would love to be involved in this. Is that right?
Yeah, correct. So we're going to have different ways to promote the program through our social media networks and also through the foundations, where people that are in these different countries, they will be able to sign in for the program, and then the doctors will evaluate and see if they are a patient that can be treated with our Cyton lasers.
Fantastic. So I was going to ask you, it's like we were talking a bit more earlier on about how many babies are born with port wine stains, and like, do you have any information on that?
So it's an average of, for every 1,000 people, 3 babies are born with a port wine. No, all port wines are on the face. I just want to just clarify that. But right now what we're trying to do is just to support these babies and in these adults that maybe never had a treatment, so we can help them and in support their condition, and at the same time it just creates a better way to feel better about themselves.
And I think what's great about it for me is the fact that, like, if people may not even know that there is something that they can do to fix something like that or to help, you know, something like that. Like, they might have a baby and it's got a port wine stain, but they might not even know that there is something available to help that baby. Would that be right? Because it's not something that I ever even imagined, because, of course, I haven't needed it. But could that possibly be right, that not everybody would know that you could help with these?
So it's depending of the country that you are in. Right now, physicians is the first recommendation for families like us, is that we need to get treatment right away to avoid these different additional conditions that can come up out of a port wine stain in the case. But yes, it is correct. It may be in some countries people don't have the information or the resources to see that how this can be treated and then maintain to avoid different conditions that can appear.
And I love the fact that this is great, because it's a good way to bring awareness to people as well. Because, like, I remember, you know, when I was younger, looking at someone and thinking, oh my God, you know, what's wrong? Like, they've got, you know, a dark side of their face or whatever. And I didn't actually realize that it's a thing, you know, which is really ignorant. But I remember when I was younger, because I went to school with a young girl that had one on her face, and we just always sort of thought, you know, what's wrong with her? We didn't actually understand that it's a, you know, because it was kind of hidden under the carpet, you know. But it's so good that it actually be out there and it can be worked on and helped.
We are very blessed to be in this time of where lasers have advanced so much that we are able to help so many patients. And then with the support of our physicians right now, we are now going to be opening in 4 different countries to be able to start our program and help the patients in those regions.
Fantastic. And tell me, can you just briefly give us a little bit of a rundown of what it's been like for you when your baby was born with a port wine stain? Like, you must have had an absolute heart attack.
So when he was born, I've been in the dermatology world for a while. So when he was born, I immediately grabbed the phone and said, okay, he was born with a port wine. What do we need to do? What I was not aware of is that for the location of the burn mark, where he was covering the part of his eye, he could be he could have something additional that is called Sturge-Weber syndrome. So Pablo was evaluated for a Sturge-Weber for the first months of his life. And this is a neurological condition that can affect babies when they are growing, so they can have seizures and in some different neurological conditions that affect their development in how they are.
Okay, well, can you just give us a bit of a rundown? So when your baby was born with a port wine stain, you must have had an absolute heart attack. Like, what happened? How did you feel?
Immediately, we just called the dermatologist, get some guidance. But what we were not aware of was that because of the location of his port wine stain covering part of the eye, he needed to be evaluated for the Sturge-Weber syndrome. The Sturge-Weber syndrome is a neurological condition that babies can have a risk of glaucoma, seizures, and intellectual disability. So that is something that literally just the first thing that you do is to educate yourself in right away to get into treatments and evaluations to see where you are in depending on these conditions.
And so he's 13 now, so he started his first treatment at the age of 6 months, is that right?
Yeah, so the earlier the better is the recommendation for the dermatologist to get treatment. So Pablo was evaluated for the Sturge-Weber for the first few months of his life, and after he was ruled out, we continued just with the treatments for the port wine stain. And so far, he has 20 treatments, and then now he's a teenager where he is managing his own journey. So he is more aware of like the treatment that he prefers, how to talk to the doctor. So our parents' journey became his journey, and we are just their advocates, and then we support him on his journey now.
Oh, I love that. And tell me, so is he going to have to, does he have to have every year for the rest of his life, is that something that he has to be aware of, or does he need treatments more? Like if he doesn't have a treatment, does it come back, or what's that?
Right now we are in the process of these teenage years where he's growing. So we are doing more treatments because of that. So the veins and the vessels are growing also. So the treatments that worked when he was younger, now we need to get back and control those little veins and those little vessels. So our goal is that after he finished growing, then he will be just having maybe just a touch-up treatment once a year. But until he continues growing, we have to continue maintaining these vessels that are just growing with him at the same time.
Fantastic. And I love the fact that Cyton's doing this as a program, because the fact is a lot of families may not be able to afford it, and this is a way that we can actually help the families that actually can't afford it.
Yeah. Right now, our goal is to be able to support as many as families as possible. And then we have our Cyton doctors signing in for the program, and then they will be having this information on their website. We're going to have it in the organization's website, and then also in our social media channels, so patients can we can put the doctors in contact with the patients that are in need, so they can be evaluated and see if the doctors can treat them in the regions or at the countries that they are located.
Fantastic. Look, I love it. I love the fact that like that saying, I think, giving back more than you receive. It's just so beautiful. And that's just another, you know, another thing to commend, the fact that they're taking this on as an incentive. So well done to Cyton, and well done to you for actually even introducing it. It's a great idea.
We are very blessed that our executive team have supported this idea, that it was initially just a family mission and it now became a company mission with the support of our physicians.
Fantastic. And it's about to become a global mission by the sound of it as well.
Yes, we're extremely excited about it. As we launch, we've been getting more calls about it, and we are just ready to start working with the organizations and start finding the patients and begin our work.
Fantastic. So look, thank you so much for talking to me today, Lena. That's been really, really interesting. I've loved it because I've I know your boy, so it's really, really great to understand that history behind it as well, because I would have had no idea, you know, so it's just so interesting. So thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having us over, and we're looking forward to talk to you in the future about how are we doing with Cyton Cares.
Fantastic. That's great. And look, listeners, if you do want to find out more or if this is something that you could be interested in, definitely reach out. Just DM me or flick me through an email and I will put you in touch with the Cyton Cares organization. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
Got a burning question for Trish? Message her on Instagram at Transforming Bodies. Or join the 12,000 plus people in the Facebook group Plastic Surgery Support Forum for Aussie Chicks.